Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Spencer.
那今天我们要说说网络的炒作。
Okay, so like internet hype.
你刚刚说的 hype.
Yeah,
其实就有点炒作、
hype.
对吧、本来没有什么特别大的事儿然后
Yeah, it's kind of like we say you hype something up. You kind of make a big deal out of something that's not really, you know, so important.
因为最近、Spencer 肯定也看到了嘛就是有那个优衣库试衣间 Uniqlo change room
yeah, yeah.、
一个 sex tape、
mm-hmm.
然后 我看到这样的东西我真的都不想点进去看因为我觉得真的就是这种 I'm so appalled by it 我觉得是、appalled, if you're appalled by something, 这个意思就是
kind of disgusted by something.
就觉得很为什么大家都要去转这种东西
yeah, yeah, yeah.
对吧因为 我真的是感觉当然我们不知道这个视频是谁 po 到网上的怎么怎么样但是你转发的就是 you're just capitalizing on this. 我们说 to capitalize on something 就是
It usually means to make money on something.
对就是从中得到一些利益啊或者 也在那儿炒一件事儿嘛
yeah,
对不对
yeah, yeah.
那像这种炒作的东西我们就会说它得到一种病毒式的传播这个英文里面可以说
like a viral when something goes viral
对 something goes viral、
mm-hmm.
所以英文里面我们会听到什么 viral videos
yeah viral videos viral yeah sex tapes things like that
viral marketing
yeah,
这个是和商业比较有关的啊。那我们今天节目里讲的关键词呢大家都可以关注 Open Language 的公众号里面的推送会看到其实美国的网络炒作也很多对吗前段时间我看到美国就是很 viral 的一件事情就是好像你们什么真人秀的明星什么 the guard 就是他们家有十几个小孩然后他家就像一个 real life game of thrones 冰与火的就权力的游戏就互相家族里面一些事情啊然后又说被家里的人什么性侵啊什么就乱七八糟然后我也是看那东西我就觉得特别恶心因为很多美国的 reality show stars 他们就会 they expose some dark secrets about themselves
yes well it's because I mean they might get a lot of times people you know those kinds of shows get like 15 minutes of fame and then it's done and then they still want people to pay attention to them
对所以
so they'll go to weird limits to get people to notice them
你刚刚说 to go to weird limits 或者我们可以说 to go to extra length
yeah, yeah.
to do something 就你什么招都使出来了
they even think that bad attention is good attention any attention is good, is good attention
no publicity isis bad publicity.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
对，就只要有人关注，什么就好了。
Yeah, as long as someone's paying attention to you, it doesn't matter if it's bad or good.
就这种炒作事件啊。
yeah.
哎，那 Spencer 用一个美国人的眼光，比如你看这次这个 Uniqlo change room， 就这件事和。还有很多大众的一些反应。
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, it doesn't really affect me. I don't think it's that big of a deal in terms of. I mean, it's not classy. Like, you know, I don't think it's really like a classy or respectable thing to do. But yeah, I don't really care to waste my time paying attention to what somebody I don't know did in a changing room.
你觉得在美国，比如说这种 sex tape， 私密的东西，因为 so many of there's so
yeah,
many of them out there.
That's probably another reason why I'm not affected by it because I mean this is something I've seen a lot since I was like a teenager, so I don't really think it's like that big of a deal.
我是觉得好像好多年前什么。Paris Hilton, Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
oh, there's
and tons
sex
of others.
Tape leaks. When
I was a kid, there's Pamela Anderson.
对对对，就是
hers, yeah.
美国的网络炒作就是会炒这样的话题，但现在好像美国网络炒作这样的东西已经不是能特别的，而且很多我觉得美国会认为，这个东西。他们也是受害者对吧这个 video 里面的两个人那除非是你自己把 po 上去或者什么的但是像美国我也看到有很多是比如情侣分手了
yeah, yeah.
然后其中的一方 very often the man、
yeah.
they'll leak intimate photos of their girlfriends 什么的然后在美国像这是一个 it's it's a big problem. 其实就是这种 cyber privacy security, 然后 cyber bullying, 对吧？网络的一些、
yeah.
其实这都算网络暴力啊。
Yeah, 网络暴力。I really think it's quite petty though. It's really just, you know.
Petty.
Yeah, petty.
就是一种很 low class 的。
Yeah, it's really low. Like you break up with someone and then you want to make them look bad in the eyes of others. Like you're really petty. It's immature.、
Mm.
You know, I think you should grow up and just move on with your life.
然后我觉得很多参与的去转啊去嘲笑啊或者什么的参与的人越多就是我还觉得我们的社会就会越变越坏啊、
嗯、
所以好那我们今天的节目呢讲了最近一个比较火的事件然后网络炒作的一些英文和在美国这样的一个情况Hope you've enjoyed our show 然后别忘了关注 Open Language 的微信公众号看每期节目的关键词那还有呢如果想要认真学英语的话大家下载 Open Language App 因为最近呢我们的 App 里面就是所有的课程我们有一小段精华的部分你都可以免费听然后真的是可以用一种很轻松愉悦的状态来学英文因为我们现在已经有差不多500多节各个级别的英语课
500 classes that's a lot
其实你就可以一直滑我们的完整课程库就里面有各种各样的主题都是你在工作和生活中可以马上用到的好那谢谢大家收听我们今天的节目 We'll see you next time 再见
拜拜